Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we're featuring all number one songs from 1965 through 1967. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and the Temptations. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Feeling so divine, till I Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Tom Memory from Marvin Gaye, Ain't That Peculiar. Three number one songs from 65 we just heard. That was number one on the rhythm and blues charts. Before that, the Supremes, U.S. number one pop chart song with I Hear a Symphony. And we started with the Four Tops, number one on both charts with I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour, we're featuring number one songs from 1965 and 1966. Well, coming up, the first number one song from 1966 on the Rhythm and Blues charts, from Stevie Wonder, Uptight, Everything's All Right. Well, Stevie Wonder made, even at his young age, significant breakthroughs for Motown. He was the first artist and youngest artist ever to have a simultaneous number one single and album back in 1963 with Fingertips. He was the first Motown artist to perform in Europe, the first Motown act to appear on screen in a major motion picture. Yet, by 1965, his young voice was breaking, but it had not yet matured, and he hadn't had a major hit since his number one 63 song, Fingertips. Well, Berry Gordy recalled in his book called To Be Loved, well, not having a great hit in 3 years was a no-no for our company. It was a sin. It seemed that Stevie Wonder had seen his day. Well, it was announced at a producer's meeting that he would likely be let go from the Motown record label, if you can believe it. Well, Sylvia Moy recalled that the producers went down the list of all the acts on the Motown record labels to give out assignments to. Well, they had asked for volunteers to produce Stevie Wonder, and nobody wanted to do it back in 1965. Well, his voice had changed, and they didn't know what to do with him. Well, after the meeting, I went to the boss, Mickey Stevenson, and I asked if I could take Stevie on. I didn't think it was over for Stevie. Well, later I was told, if you get a hit for Stevie, we'll keep him. If not, we'll let him go. Well, thank goodness for Moy. Here is Stevie Wonder with Uptight. Everything's All Right, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
Look out, baby, 'cause here I come. And I'm bringing you
The Motown artists are here with Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of that? Yes, you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride, but if I have
Ain't Too Proud to Beg, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. Before that, another number one on that same chart from that same year, Get Ready. And we start with Uptight, Everything's Alright, number one from 1966 from Stevie Wonder. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. The continuing feature of songs that reached number one was staying in the year 1966 and coming up three number ones on the Rhythm and Blues charts. The first one, again from Stevie Wonder, Blowing in the Wind. Well, Motown's first political single came from Stevie Wonder. It was a cover, of course, of a Bob Dylan song from his freewheeling album, originally released in May of 1963. While pop folkies Peter, Paul, and Mary took their version to number two in the fall of 1966, and it became a beacon of the era's early social protest movement. Well, Stevie's version was by now more in tune with the growing civil rights demonstrations. Well, already, Stevie was expressing opinions in interviews that must have seemed distinctly radical to the Motown PR department back then. He was quoted as saying that, "I'm glad I'm blind. I can see more of life this way." And the song's anti-war sentiments were now more apparent, which, until Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, was an anomaly in the Motown story. Well, as with Marvin's record, Berry Gordy would have preferred not to release the single, a rare instance of his being proved wrong on a song that went number one on the Rhythm and Blues chart and number nine on the pop chart. Well, here is Stevie's Blowing in the Wind right here on Motown Memories.
How many seas rejected.
Yeah, before.
Before it's washed to the sea.
Yeah. I don't know how many years.
Now how many years can a man exit?
Before
he's allowed to be free. How many times can a man turn his head?
He turns his head and pretends.
And he pretends that he just doesn't see. Whoa, yeah, you know the answer, my friend. It's a blow. Let me tell you, it's blowing,
blow,
blowing,
blow,
and it's blowing,
yes, it is.
Whoa, the answer is blowing in the wind, and it's blowing, yeah, 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 the answer is blowing in the wind.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said love don't come.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
So in love, sad as could be, 'cause a pretty face got the best of me. Suddenly, you came into my life and gave it meaning and pure delight. Now good looks I've learned to do without, 'cause now I know it's love that really counts, 'cause I know it's all.
But what I like about you is your tenderness. A pretty face may be some guy's taste, but I'll take loving in his place, 'cause I know that
beauty's only skin deep.
And you know that beauty's only skin deep. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. But it goes deeper than the eye can view. You have a pleasing personality, and that's an ever-living rare quality. Now show me a girl that's fine, and I'll choose the one with true love in every time. 'Cause I know that, and I believe that you know that beauty's only skin deep. So if you're looking for a lover, she may be fine on the outside, but so untrue on the inside.
The Temptations, with the number one song in the rhythm and blues charts from 1966, Beauty's Only Skin Deep. Before that, a number one song on both charts from that same year, 66, from the Supremes, You Can't Hurry Love. And we started with Blowin' in the Wind, Stevie's number one from 66 also. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. Well, coming up in the next half hour, we'll hear all number one songs on the rhythm and blues charts from two big years, 1966 and 1967. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.